Pakistan. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Old Testament, there is a symbolic happening that speaks about the Eucharist, and it's the prophet Elijah, who is fleeing from King Ahab and Jezebel that want to kill him. And after a day's journey, Elijah falls into desolation, and he wants to give up. Because he's traveling on the road, doesn't seem to have much consolation. He knows that he's being pursued by people that want to kill him. So he falls into a deep slumber. And God sent him an angel. The angel shakes him and says, "Elijah, look, you got to eat. You got a long journey." So the angel gives Elijah some bread to eat. But he goes back to his slumber again, and the angel takes him and shakes him and says, "Look, Elijah, you got to eat again." So he eats from the bread, and from the energy and strength that came from that bread, Elijah walks 40 days and 40 nights. And he arrives at the Holy Mountain, where he encounters God, not in the earthquake, not in the thunder, not in the fire, not in the noise, but he encounters God in the gentle breeze. That bread that Elijah ate was a mere symbol. A symbol, but we have the reality. On the altar, before all of you, you're the most privileged people in the world to have a personal meeting, encounter with the bread of life. And that's Jesus Christ. How privileged you are that you have faith to believe that it is really the Lord. The famous saintly priest, whose name was the Curé of Ars, during his homilies, would sometimes turn to the tabernacle with tears in his eyes. He would say, "He is present. He is present. He is really present. Jesus is really present in his body, blood, soul, and divinity." So right now, thank the Lord for the faith that you have. Spend a lot of time thanking God. Because you have faith. And beg for the grace to keep growing in your faith. But also have the courage, the creativity to be able to share your faith with others. In a material way, if I give you something, like I give you $10, I'm $10 poorer than before giving the $10 to you. But when you share your faith, you don't become poorer, you become richer. So hopefully you're going to receive a really wonderful encounter with the Lord today. He's your best friend. He's really the one that is pursuing you, and now you're going to be pursuing him. So spend some time in this holy hour thanking him, worshiping him, loving Him, and giving yourself totally to Him through the heart of Mary. Amen.